This is the Big Brother Canada debriefing for Friday, April 23rd with your hosts, Karen, Angelique, and Jason.
Let's do this.
The views of these superfans in no way represent the opinions or views of Corus Entertainment, Global TV, or Insight Productions Limited.
House guests, are you ready to feel the burn? Big Brother is coming in hot.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another week with the Big Brother Canada podcast, and we have a lot to talk about this time.
What's going on?
I think I need to start off by eating some crow because I was convinced that Kiefer was going home last week, and I cannot I'm glad that he's still in the game because he's making amazing moves. I cannot believe they kept him.
Yes, yes, yes.
I get the emotional aspect. We've been riding with this guy for the whole time. But like as soon as they kept him, I'm sitting there watching, just being like, I'm glad you're doing this, but this is a bad move for you.
Honestly, we think like we never wanted you to go home. I mean, I told Ty right after we spoke, I said, man, this isn't the move.
And oh, they might as well give him the win.
Well, no, and look at where we are now.
I campaigned my ass off and they want to keep me. Me! I can't believe this. I'm going to stay in this house and I'm going to continue to play my game. The Grim Reaper, baby! Let's go!
One thing about the house this season is whatever you think is going to happen from week to week doesn't happen. They really are sort of treading new ground as far as gameplay and ways that...
I think we got to tip our hat to the casting because they had an incredibly diverse cast with incredible players, like every single person in that house. I know Tara caught some flack and they're calling her a floater, but let's be honest.
Not floating anymore.
She didn't need to do anything until now. That's not a floater. If she got all the way to final two and didn't win anything and was carried, yeah, you can say she's a floater, but they start picking on her, fires off a veto win, saves herself, fires off a head of household win.
Congratulations, Tara. You are the new head of household.
Taking out hopefully one of the trio. Like we got to talk about that move.
Yeah. One thing about Tara, Tara's been studying, like out of a lot of people in that house, she spends a lot of her time. She uses a plaid shirt and Cheerios to map out the days. And when she's not socializing with the other group, she's definitely planning and trying to get ahead of them. So I think, yeah, for her, it's definitely, you may not have seen her do anything up to this point. I think she's been ready and she's just been waiting for this moment to pounce.
Gotta get rid of Beth.
It's a no-brainer.
So let's talk about Beth's gameplay. What do you guys think of her strategy?
This is not the Jed and Ty show. If these boys are not gonna show me loyalty after everything that I have done for them in this game, then why the heck would I not think about keeping Tina this week? And I just might.
Because she had a good game going for a few weeks, but it seems like she kind of started buying into her own hype.
As close as I am with these two boys, the move is to vote against them.
Those conversations with Ty where she's like, yeah, we're going to do this. And Ty's like, this makes no sense. They would not do this. Oh, yeah, they'll do it. It's like, no, they're not.
I can't believe Jed used the veto on Beth.
Coming into this house, I said I would make moves that have never been made before. Beth, although I like doing a lot of things with you, sitting on the block just ain't one of them.
What is the number one rule in Big Brother Canada if you're on the block and you get the veto? What's the number one rule?
You take yourself off the block.
Yes. Yeah. How did she convince him? How did she do that? I mean, I know there's love, but there's love and then there's showmances.
Listen, he took the bait and he bet hook, line, and sinker.
I was going to say a bit of it too is the fact that everyone besides the showmance were all in on this plan to convince them that Brayden was going to go up, Brayden was going to go home, and that Ty and Kiefer were still going to be loyal to the showmance to get them out behind the scenes. If that were the case, then it would be brilliant on the side of Jed and Beth to have done it that way. They just had no idea that their alliance was turning on them that week and determined to split them up. Because you had Tara going in there saying, I swear on everything, I'm putting Brayden up, and you have Kiefer and Ty telling them, oh, if they do this, there's no way we're not saving both of you. We're going to go four strong into the next week. They had no idea. They were just sort of like looking at, you know, how do we keep this four together, not realizing that you two are already on an island and they're looking for a way to send you out that door.
This is the perfect plan to blindside Jensen.
Well, part of the mistake that they made was when they put Kiefer up, like what we always say this, if you're going to take a shot, don't miss. And they decided to keep him right away. And I'm so proud of Kiefer for realizing this, because last time they did this to him, he survived the eviction vote and was like, I'm going to stay loyal to them because I have to. And like leading up to it, it looked like he was going to do the same thing. And you're like, you know, I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, come on, Kiefer, like, there's not that many people left in the house. Like, they're obviously going to take another shot at you as soon as they can.
I'm not a f***ing idiot, dude. I want $100,000 just as bad as you do. I am poor. My bank accounts live in the negative, dude. $20,000 changes my life. $100,000 does even more than that. I'm going to make the smartest decision for my game going forward.
But he's smart enough to be like, I know where I stand now in this alliance. Like, I'm at the bottom. So now I'm going to rally the other side. And here, and then when he goes to like Tara and Brayden, he's like, all we need is Ty, and this is how we're going to get him. It reminded me so much of who I think is still the best player.
Derek.
In the US Big Brother. Like, because he did that whole thing. I don't remember who it was, but he's like, I need this person on my side, and I'm going to take them, and this is how I'm going to do it. And that's what that whole segment reminded me of. I just sat there and was like, are they going to convince Ty? And like the way he presented it to him was like, oh my God, like, this is amazing. Like, you can make the argument that, you know, he was loyal to the soil all the way through. But as soon as like, and this isn't even the first time they did this to him, right? Mm-hmm. So fool me once, shame on me. But then they did it again. He's like, okay, I know what I need to do now.
I was going to say, and I understand Ty's reasoning for flipping on them this week, too.
I'm the third wheel of a showman.
Right.
If you're Ty and you're looking at what's happened over the last couple of weeks, you have Victoria, who wanted to work with them, would have been an ally for them. They send her out the door. Kiefer, who just saved them the double eviction, they're considering sending him out the door. Ty has to realize that he's next in line. If they're looking at big players in their own alliance to kick out the door before the other side of the house, he knows he's next on the chopping block. And the way they were so quick to tell Kiefer, well, Sunsetters aren't, we haven't considered Sunsetters a thing anymore. It's just the three. How long is it going to be before Jed and Beth go up to Ty and say, well, we never really considered this a three. It's the showmans.
Well, I think that was the mistake that Beth made, because I think she's 100% right in that a lot of the moves that Jed and Ty have made, she's had a hand in that. And I feel like she hasn't got enough credit from the people in the house. The alliance is really just Jed and Beth, and they're just telling everybody what to do. And now everybody's kind of waking up to it.
So you think Jed is going to pick showmans over bromance, eh?
Are you kidding me, Ty? Come on.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
He pretty much did.
The fact that he did not use the veto on himself.
I'm gooped. I cannot believe. My jaw is on the floor.
So we're really getting down to the wire now, right? We're starting to get to final five. I'm so curious who's going to win the battle back. Like, who's actually going to the jury house and who's actually going to stay? That's what I'm very curious about, because it could, depending on who it is, it completely alters the game.
Let's do battle.
So is this the biggest twist ever? This is a big one. I've never seen this particular twist used before.
It's going to be such an emotional roller coaster.
Absolutely.
They're not scared of you. Let's give more reason to be scared of you.
Because, like, remember all their faces when they made it through the real double eviction? And now, like, they're going to do it to them not that long after, and they're going to lose their mind.
And the thing about double evictions is that that's your golden opportunity to take a big shot if you're going to betray someone in your alliance.
I think we're in big trouble, and I'm hella worried right now.
Because you know you don't have to face the consequences of it after they leave. Yeah. But this time, there's a very real chance that your backstabbing or your scheming or you're trying to get them out at the last second is going to literally come back and bite you. Because they could be in the house mere hours later to confront you on your decision.
Yeah. Right. Oh, and then there will be true karma, won't there?
Yeah. I can't wait to start seeing footage from the jury house, too. I'm very anxious to see it.
Yeah, there should be some explosive action coming up. Well, I think we're all on the edge of our seats, aren't we? Who is going
to
battle back, and what will the repercussions be in the house?
I can't wait to find out.
Who's going to the jury house? Who will survive the fake double eviction? Tune in Monday and watch an all-new Big Brother Canada on Global to find out. Also available on Stack TV and the Global TV app.